Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
I'm Lottie Ryan and she's Jennifer Zamparelli.
Yes, indeedy. On today's podcast, we discuss how do you snap back in every sense of the words. And I need to ask Lottie, how would she describe a period to a seven-year-old?
Welcome to Jen and Lottie Do Parenting.
Please note, Jen and Lottie do not claim to be experts.
Excuse me? I have a beautiful boy. I am an expert.
Well, I haven't a clue what I'm doing. I'm pretty sure we're all just winging it. Should we get to it?
Let's do it. I am off on me holly bops. Taking a little bit of
you
a
trip.
You know
what I say, holly bops?
Why?
I've had this chat with you before and nobody likes holly bops.
Sorry, you're the person who introduced me to holly bops.
I stopped saying holly bops. It's annoying. You just need to say holidays.
You can't start a trend and then be the person to end it.
No, you can.
No, you can't.
Oh, you can.
So I'm off on my holly bops for a couple of days to the sunshine and very excited.
I'm excited for you.
Thank you.
You deserve it. You need a little break.
I need a break. I'm at that point where I'm just...
You want to kill someone.
That's the short and skinny of it.
Yeah, but you're going on holiday with them, so you could kill them on holiday.
Yeah, that's true. So I'm going to take Wolf, myself, Fabian Wolf, and just going to take a couple of days in the sunshine. But like the last time that I went on a plane with Wolf, he couldn't walk.
Now, I'm not talking about you killing Wolf. I'm talking about you killing Fabio.
I was well aware of that.
Okay, thank God.
So before, he's been on quite a few flights because there were family weddings and a few different things since he's been born, a few different things abroad. And I wanted to introduce him to his great grandparents over in Italy. And
cute.
It was all very easy because he could only ever sit, you know, so you just give him a couple of toys and he'd be happy out looking out the window or doing whatever, having a little snooze, and everything was easy peasy. Now he can walk and he chooses to not walk. He runs everywhere at the moment.
Well, you have a little mini Forrest Gump, don't you? He's out the gap.
He gets an opening and he's gone. He's gonzo. And he's so fast. He can't stop himself in time, so he just keeps running into things at the moment. Like, he runs into walls.
What is your plan for this flight? I mean, it's a few hours long. This is the first one. I'm sure he hasn't even thought about this.
Well, Fabio's first request was, I bags the window seat.
Lovely.
Which means if Wolf wants to get up and walk up and down the aisles, it's on me. You know, I'm going to be the one getting up and doing it. So I'm just nervous, Jen. I'm nervous that I'm going to irritate other passengers. I'm nervous that he's going to go bonkers and like his ears will hurt him or he'll be uncomfortable and that I'm not going to have anywhere to go with him. I'm just nervous about the whole thing.
Okay, well, I have some advice because Wolf, even though he didn't get the boob, weirdly, he loves playing ding dong with your boobies.
He does.
So just take your top off. And for 4 hours, then go, ding dong, ding dong.
That would solve the problem. But, you know, I don't think the other passengers would appreciate it.
I think they would.
Well, that's debatable.
But isn't it funny? And I don't want to man bash because that's mean, but I'm going to. We get really anxious about this kind of stuff. And like, I know Lau would be the same as Fabio. They'd be quite all very loosey. Oh, I'll be grand. And they don't really think.
Sorry. Jen, Fabio has downloaded a series on his iPad from Netflix to watch on the flight.
Oh, whoa. And not like Cocomelon or something that the kid watches.
No. And I'm thinking, how do you possibly think you're going to have time or the headspace to watch whatever it is you've downloaded? We are going to be spent in those 4 hours or however long it is watching the baby. And he's like,
you're on your own. You're on your own, sister. I remember we flew to Lanzarote a couple of years ago and I had the two kids and he had to come at a different time. He was on a, you know, he was working, so we came late. But he got on the same flight as us coming home. So we're all coming back and I said, yeah, we're all on the same flight going back. This is great. It was great that you were able to come. We were walking onto the plane and I was walking with the two kids and we were walking down to the bottom of the plane, the back of the plane, and Lau stopped kind of in, sometimes Aer Lingus have a little kind of not first class, but like a business class on the small planes. And he stopped.
Oh, there's Lau. A curtain in the middle, isn't there?
Lau stopped in the business class. I was like, Lau, we're down the back. He was like, no, I booked myself business class.
Oh.
I'll see you in 3 hours. Sorry, Lanzarote. I'll see you in 4 hours.
That can't be true.
Mm-hmm. So, be grateful that your husband just downloaded.
What was? Sorry,
a
hang on a
documentary
second.
Or whatever.
What was the reasoning? How did he explain himself? How did he not make you cut his ding dong off?
He explained himself by saying it was the last seat
That's
left.
Just not true. It's a lie.
So what I did was I tormented him for 4 hours. So I kept sending the kids up to hit him on the head and take his drinks and take his earphones and, you know, just annoy him to make his flight really, really uncomfortable.
If it was the last seat in the plane, why didn't he say,
"You take
Jen,
it.
My darling, my love, the woman of my life who birthed my children and grew them. Would you like to take the first class seat?"
He didn't say that, Lottie. He didn't say that.
God.
He didn't say that. So it's just a thing. But even when you're going on holidays, I find it really stressful because I do all the packing.
I do the packing too.
I do all the packing.
Well, we divide it in my home. So I do the suitcase packing. Fabio does the airport bag packing. So we'll have an airport bag.
For what? What's in the airport bag?
So the airport bag will be toys that Wolf has never seen before.
That's a great idea.
So we take them out and we're like, oh my God, look at this little car.
Mm.
It's incredible. And we get a full 7 minutes out of that. Nappies, milk.
Bits you need.
Snacks.
Bits you need.
Books. All in the airport bag, okay? Change of clothes, all the emergency stuff. So Fabio's in charge of that bag. I'm in charge of the bag that goes on the plane and is checked in and keeps the child going for the holiday.
My friend, I went away with her recently. She had a really good tip with her 5-year-old. So when she had all his outfits in one little pile. So I opened up his t-shirt because I changed him one morning and she had his little socks, his little pants, his little trousers all folded into one unit.
Too organised for me.
She's super organised.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Fair play.
I'm hoping that I won't need to do that on the holiday because he could just run around in his nappy for the full couple of days.
And what about like Nurofen in case something happens or soothers?
We've got the Nurofen, the Calpol, the soothers, you know, there's loads of people have written different things about, oh, you should give them something when the plane is taking off to make sure they're not in pain. And there's so many different people with so many different opinions.
Xanax,
about
things.
That's just you. Things that you should do. But I think at the end of the day, he's going to decide if he's going to play ball or not with me. And it'll all depend on what kind of mood he's in that day. I've tried to book the flight during his nap time. I've done everything
can. I'm delighted that you're about to have a really relaxing time. So enjoy that. I got really stressed this week because I was put in a situation that I didn't want to be in. I was put in a situation that I didn't think would happen for a long, long time. So I'm in a bathroom of Florence, a public bathroom, in this restaurant, and there was free period products. Yeah, I'm kind of on the fence about that because the restaurant I was in, I don't think any of the women going into that restaurant had period poverty. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, poverty. I thought you were going to say that they didn't have their period anymore because
hill. It's a nice touch. How dare you?
Is that not the kind of places you frequent? I'm only messing with you. I'm having a laugh.
Dare you. They were there.
Okay.
Loads of tampons, loads of pads.
Okay.
Very nice touch. And it's in all their restaurants or whatever. Okay. So Florence said to me, "Mam, you have to tell me what this is. I see these in your bathroom. What are they?" And I said, "Florence, I told you time and again. Cotton wool to clean your face."
Uh-oh.
Okay. And there was this woman in the bathroom with me. And she kind of gave me the side eye. She kind of gave me the
Like a judgy woodgy eye.
Yeah, like honesty is the best policy.
Stop judging other parents.
So I felt maybe this is the time. So I said,
"You felt in the bathroom of the restaurant in public was the time to talk about periods."
Yeah. So I said, "Florence, sometimes, you know, every month, actually, women bleed out of their vagina. Do you want ice cream?
It sounds a bit scary, doesn't it?
Well,
it does sound scary. To a kid, that sounds
scary. It's scary, the thought of having to have those conversations with your baby, even though she's not a baby, she's seven,
well,
she's eight.
Seven's young enough to be asking.
It is young enough, but, well, I think everything is age appropriate. So, but it kind of, it didn't really affect her. She was like, oh, okay, and will that happen to me? And I was like, yeah, when you reach puberty and when you reach a certain age. And she was like, okay, will it hurt? I was like, sometimes it can be a bit uncomfortable. Have you any more questions? She was like, no, I'll have that ice cream. I was like, deadly.
That was it.
That was it. And it was so in my mind, I kind of had probably built up, you know, the birds and the bees chat, built it up so much. But I think find out what they know and just give it like a little need to know basis. Little,
see,
you know.
I never got the birds and the bees chat.
What?
Yeah, we just didn't have that in my home. But it's weird because I grew up in a really open home where you could talk about anything. But we only really spoke about things as we got older, I think.
Yeah.
I do remember asking my mum very forward questions later in life, but not the basic birds and the bees.
Well, do you know what? Come to think of it, I don't ever remember my parents sitting me down and going, now, this is a penis. These are
definitely
tests.
Not.
You have a vagina.
Definitely
this is
not.
How sex works and happens, and this is how you procreate, and this is how you
no,
know babies
not,
are born.
Not at home, not in school.
You got it in school. You got the telly rolled out.
I didn't, Jen.
Did you not?
No, I went to a Catholic secondary school, and they did not talk about.
You were
sex.
Not in that day, Florence.
Florence. I. You do that all the
time.
Time.
I do that all the time.
All the time.
Because you're the same size.
Screw you. Screw you. No, it's because you're much, much older than me.
Well, that is true. So they're uncomfortable chats, but I think, you know, maybe.
Do you think it's a more uncomfortable, the birds and the bees is a more uncomfortable chat to have with the boys?
I think there's other chats that need to be had with.
Because that scares the crap out of me.
Well, you know, I don't want to have to chat about wet dreams. Because I don't really know what happens.
Well, I've told Fabio he has to be the one to talk to Wolf about that because one, I don't want to know when it happens. And two, I don't know the biology behind it. So I'm kind of like, you talk to him about it. And
what
just,
is a wet dream? Okay, I'm going to put you on the spot. Wet dream, what is it?
When they, in their sleep, are having a sexy dream and they ejaculate.
Spruitsy.
They come.
I think is the word.
Spruitsy.
Whatever. Yeah.
What kind of sexy language do you and Lou have?
Let's see. Okay, wet dream. I think that's, you did okay with that. Okay.
That's what happens, isn't it? You have a sexy dream and you get excited and
okay.
Hey presto, voila.
Hey ma'am, what's an erection? What's happening in my trousers?
The blood is rushing to your penis.
And what should I do?
Definitely keep it to yourself.
But do what you want with it. It's your body.
It's
yeah?
your body. You do what you want with it, but do not give it to other people.
Okay. How are babies made?
Babies are made when a stork finds a bag that has an itty bitty little baby
can't
in it.
Can't fucking do the stork thing. You cannot do the stork thing.
And the stork drops the baby
no,
at the front
Lottie.
Door.
Okay. If you're reading a bedtime story to a 3-year-old, but like if they're 7 or 8, you kind of have to give them a bit more.
Like what?
Do you call your vagina vagina and the penis penis in front of, you know, or do you have little foo-foo names for them?
No, I say vagina and I say penis.
Well done.
Yeah, no, I don't have foo-foo names.
That's really good.
Yeah.
We said Fangini Weenie for a long time.
Fangini Weenie?
Fangini Weenie. And
Does Florence say Fangini Weenie?
Fangini, my Fangini. Yeah, but she knows vagina now. She knows she's all about the vagina.
Okay.
Then they get obsessed with talking about vaginas and penis.
Does she talk about vaginas in public?
No, I've had that chat with her. I've had that chat.
That vaginas are private.
Yes, yes, yes,
okay.
yes. But I want her to be able to come to me and chat about whatever and be able to ask me any question. I think that's the most important thing.
That is the most important. I had that kind of relationship with my mum where I definitely felt I could ask her anything, talk to her about anything, ask her any kinds of questions.
And you obviously didn't because you hadn't a fucking clue.
But I did. It's just we never had the birds and the bees talk. But I definitely rang her in very awkward situations.
You must have been terrible in the sack for a long time, Lottie.
I'll have you know. I've been told Well, I was a late bloomer, so.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? Well, I suppose we all were terrible in the beginning. We were all terrible.
Crap in the beginning, aren't we?
I'm just getting the hang of it now.
I knew what was going to happen.
Did you? I hadn't a clue.
Well, you just didn't know where it was going.
I hadn't a clue.
Any holes a goal with Jen?
I got my sex education from Judy Blume in the playground. Do you remember the do you remember the Judy Blume books that went around the school playground?
Oh.
And they'd be all sticky and rotten because it went round
every child. I thought you were going to say for a different reason.
No, every child in the playground. Well, you're about 11, I would say. 11, 12 maybe. And it was just, or maybe even younger than that, maybe even 10. But no birds and the bees chat. So I think we've progressed as parents.
We're shaking off
that Catholic shame.
I hope so.
And kids will know where it goes.
Okay. Let's move on because I think I have to talk about the snapping back because it's something that I feel I didn't really understand or know about. Nobody spoke to me about the snapping back thing. Like, obviously, I know a lot of people talk about the fact that you have to snap back after you get pregnant.
You don't have to.
Well, this is, I've heard people talk about, oh, you have a year. I heard that all the time. You have a year.
It's a horrible term.
It's a horrible term.
Because it puts people under so much pressure.
I think different people also associate the phrase with different things. Like for me, I thought it was like snapping back to your old life, like getting back to going out with your mates and...
Yeah, you never did that anyway, but...
Yeah, I know.
Continue.
Living life the way it used to be and all these things. But it actually is to do with snapping back to your sex life, snapping back to your social life, your work life, your body snapping back. There's so much.
I felt so bad for you. Not bad for you, but I knew how much pressure you felt when you were asked to go back on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, yeah.
6 weeks
after
you had a baby?
A couple of weeks. I can't remember the exact... It was soon.
It
can't remember how many weeks.
Soon. I mean, that is a lot of pressure because...
I had to get clearance from my doctor.
Did you?
Well, because I had had a C-section.
You can't even drive for 8 weeks.
So I had to get clearance to make sure... Now, you know...
You wanted to do it.
I wanted to do it. So, you know, it's on me, but I wanted to make sure that I knew they wanted me to do Dora the Explorer. Well, they would have let me do it.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Anything, but I knew people would want to see Dora again.
The most difficult dance.
The most difficult of all the routines I performed in the 12 weeks of the series, where I'm thrown around the most. I'm literally in.
There's
flying.
A lot of growler shots in that as
there's
well.
There's a lot
like,
of growler
like,
shots.
Yeah. There's a lot of those shots.
A lot of spread legs, a lot of being thrown everywhere.
Yeah.
It's also a pair of hot pants and a swimsuit.
Yeah.
So once I had the all clear, I realised, what in God's name have I said yes to?
Was it stressful?
It was really stressful because you're in the same outfit, doing the same routine that you did on a show where when you did it the first time, I had been training for months, every day. I was in peak physical condition. I was confident. I was competitive. I was in a different place.
Did somebody say something to you in passing about the costume online? Did somebody say something to
you? Yeah, somebody... Well, it was actually something was said when I came back this year. So the first time, yes, I was very nervous, but I felt very proud of myself for being able to complete it. I got through the routine.
Yeah.
I did it the exact way it was done the original time. And yes, it nearly killed me, but I did it and I was really happy to do it. Then I was asked back again this year for the most current series of Dancing with Stars to be a team captain on the week that they split everybody into two teams and go up against Jake Carter. And I was absolutely thrilled because I was like, oh, I'm really going to be able to enjoy this because I'm, you know, I'm not in pain anymore from having a baby and whatever. And then when I said yes to it, I can't remember what the exact circumstances were, but somebody in passing said to me online or something, oh, it'll be so much easier this time because you'll have lost all the weight. Yeah. And I just remember, I hadn't even thought that. And I just went, wow, that's a punch in the gut. That's a, yeah, okay.
Getting, when you had Wolf, did you feel you're under time pressure to, inverted commas, snap back?
Yes.
You did?
Yeah, I did. I don't know if it's anything to do with our line of work. I don't know if it's me putting that pressure on myself.
I think it's a
combination of a load of different things. And people say, oh no, don't feel under pressure and all.
But the state of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, they say the same thing.
People are mean. People pass comment and people say stuff and people, you know, people can be cruel. So, yeah, I definitely felt under pressure.
It's funny, just with the
body.
Well, did I feel under pressure? Yeah, I felt under pressure, but I gave myself time. I became very aware of my body after I had a kid because, you know, I have this thing grown inside you and then you go through childbirth or section or whatever how you birth the child. It's a very... it's an amazing experience, but you learn so much about your body. And even though I had a section, an emergency section, I'm mad about the Kegels.
Are you?
Oh, I'm doing them now.
I never Kegel.
Can I give you a top tip with Kegels?
Okay.
You have to do it from your bum. People think you do from the vagina, but you don't.
How do you know if you're doing them properly though?
You as if you're trying to hold in
weight. It's so uncomfortable.
Hold in a poo or whatever from the bum. You do, and you hold it for 15 seconds, you let it go. That's all the exercise I did after I had a kid. And I didn't even have a vaginal birth. But it's so important to exercise that muscle. So all in turn, I'm very aware of how I'm feeling and hormones. And I only learn about, I'm 43, and I'm only learning about my hormones now.
Why?
And how I'm feeling. Because I want to murder my husband prior to menstruating. I want to actually kill him. It's a real desire.
Wow.
Kill him, put him in the boot, drive up the Dublin Mountains.
You've really thought about this?
It's insane. It's psychotic. And he'll go, you want to kill me, don't you? And I was like, I do. He's like, you're due your period. I'm like, yeah. It took me years to get to that. But I think
you recognize it now. You see it in yourself.
I see it in myself because I think after a baby, you become a lot more in tune with your body and how you're feeling and what's going on inside. And some women and men are really good at that anyway. I think I just ignored that for so many years. And I was just on this life. And it's so important to be aware of that and listen to your body and what you need and what's going on.
Also, though, to be able to vocalize it. I think I've become much better since having a child to say, I feel A, B or C, or I'm feeling a bit low today, or I'm feeling this, or I've become much better at admitting how I feel. And maybe that is in response to being grateful to my body for what it's gone through and what it gave me. I'm looking at my body in a different way, you know.
I have to say, out of all my friends and everybody I know, you are extremely body confident, or you come across,
Really?
Yeah, you do. Because I'm around a lot of women, and I used to be, I think it's an age thing with me. I'd be like, oh, I hate that. And people can't take compliments, or, you know, you're very body confident. And
God, I can't believe I come across
you
like
do,
that.
Which is lovely, and it's great, and it's refreshing, and it's important because, you know, everybody's all different shapes and sizes, and your body is an amazing thing. And especially if you've carried a child and after a kid, and it's done this amazing thing, and it's great to appreciate it. It's so sad to see and to hear women put themselves down an awful lot. Like, oh, I don't have any boobs, or oh, my legs are too big, or this stomach, or whatever.
Because we all have hang-ups.
We are, absolutely.
But what I try to do is embrace things.
Yeah, how do you do that?
That make me. I think it's good to, I don't know, like, for example, I have a huge arse.
You have a great arse.
It's huge, though, for how short I am.
It's an amazing arse. But people are paying to have arses like you.
Well, that's true.
But did you always feel the same about your arse? Like, did you always love your arse?
Not always, because it was so huge. And there was a trend for ages where girls had pancake bumps. And it was the cool thing. And I never, ever, ever had the pancake bum. Like, I always had the massive arse. Thank you, Mum. And it, now I'm like, yeah, look at my big ass, because people pay for them. So I kind of just learned to embrace it. But I focus on those things rather than trying to,
the things you like about yourself.
Rather than focusing on the hang-ups, because they can consume you.
Oh my God. They can consume you. And at different times as well. Like, sometimes you feel great about yourself, and then sometimes you feel like an absolute fucking munter.
Yeah.
And it just goes in peaks and troughs. But we just need to be kinder to each other.
That's it.
There's been so many times online, like this recent production of Dancing with the Stars, I worked my, you know.
I really were dedicated.
I was dedicated. Like, I was really good, and only because I wanted to feel stronger. And I have this thing that I want to be able to do a load of pull-ups. I want to be strong. I want to be a strong 40-odd-year-old. I want to be fit. I want to have energy. And I want to look good as well. I'm going to be honest with you. Yes, I do. So I worked hard. I looked after my diet. And you just can't win online. And I was getting so many comments going. I got this one particular comment going, oh, are we glorifying not eating now?
No.
Yeah. Basically, is it skinny shaming?
Yeah, that's a thing.
And honestly, when I saw it, this is my hang up, and this is how bad it is. I kind of went, oh, thank you. Yeah. But isn't that awful?
Yeah, I know.
I kind of got a little pang of, oh, am I skinny? Isn't that awful? When it was clearly, you know, it was a dig, but the fact that she noticed that I had shrunk or whatever. And that's just my...
That is just a horrible... Like, would the same person write up to online, look how huge she has gotten?
Yeah, probably. Probably. We need to stop commenting for whatever, because you don't know what people are going through. You don't know anybody's hang-ups about their body or whatever. But it's just a really funny... Like, you can't please...
You can't please everyone.
You can't please everybody.
You can't please everyone.
You can't please everybody.
In particular, you can't always please yourself. Like, you just have to accept, like... I know I will never have legs like Jen, so I need to focus on something else. Do you know what I mean? You just have to, rather than constantly comparing, accept who you are, what you are, and just embrace it. And be, you know?
How though? I mean, we live in a world where we're constantly comparing.
I know.
So how do we stop that?
I don't know the answer. If I knew the answer to that, I would be a multimillionaire and I wouldn't be making this podcast with you.
Are you making money on this?
Let's head on over to our podcast pals questions, because we're always getting mails in with the most interesting observations and topics, and I love it. And if you want to send us something, you can do so mail@jenandlottie.com. We love to hear from you, but this one in particular got me going, Jen.
Oh, go on.
Okay, so, hi guys. Firstly, thank you so much for such an honest and frank podcast about parenting. I want to ask you, have either of your children ever walked in on you and your partners having sex? I recently had a very embarrassing moment when my 9-year-old walked in on me and my husband in the 69 position. I didn't know people still did that. Side by side, thank God. I was the one backwards on top. What? Hang on, let me visualise.
Okay.
I was the one back... Oh.
Oh.
I gotcha.
Okay, I see it now.
As soon as I saw him in the doorway, I grabbed the duvet, covered us, and told my son to go back to bed. Mammy had to get an ingrown hair out of daddy's leg.
Great excuse.
Hashtag morto. I told my friends, they're slagging me for being so careless, to not have a lock on my bedroom door. Am I alone in getting caught from a 69er fan?
Who is doing 69?
I don't know. You have to stretch before you do that stuff.
Come here, Lottie. They in vogue now. I thought it was all about rimming.
I beg your pardon?
I thought.
What's rimming?
Are we not in a rimming when you kind of get off with the asshole? I know. It's not for me.
With your hands?
No.
With your tongue? No!
Well, you're going on holiday. You can give it a go. But rimming is kind of in vogue. You hear that quite a lot.
Not in my home. I'm not putting my tongue where someone poos.
I'm not saying your home, but like out there in the dating world, I thought 69s were a thing of the noughties.
Well, people must be getting very fit and flexible because this person's doing them. They're back in. I mean, I caught my parents having sex. They certainly were not in the 69 position.
Oh my God. Sorry. You've caught your parents like in full... Full blown.
They were having sex. I walked into the bedroom in the middle of the night and my dad fell on top of my mum and just froze.
Okay.
My dad wasn't a small guy.
No.
So poor mum was just obviously crushed.
Flattened. Yeah.
And I just stood there and I was like, hello? And they said nothing. They just said nothing. I think they thought maybe if we don't move, she won't see us.
Oh, thank God. I've never walked in on my mom and dad. Oh, that I would be scared. I'd be in therapy.
I thought everyone had.
No, no, no.
Have you heard them?
No, no, no. No, I haven't.
It's disturbing, I know.
This per child, okay? I feel sorry for this child.
Because 9 is old enough to know.
No, 9 is they kind of have an idea. It's not like a 5-year-old.
No, you can get away with telling...
You know, little fibs as to why you're in that really... Sorry, can I go back to the 69 thing?
Go on.
Like, does anybody find that sexy?
I think maybe lads.
I think it was just a thing that we did?
To be cool.
To be cool and to look really promiscuous. Oh yeah, I try this and that, but it's not really... Is it that great to have...
I'd sooner do a 69 than rimming.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
That's just not happening.
I get that. And would you do the side on side one, or would you go on top of Fabio in the 69 and have his thing dangling down?
Stop.
Well, look, it's back in fashion, Lottie.
I don't care.
It's back. 69s are back.
I don't.
Give us your top tips on how to prep and stretch for a 69.
Like, you'd have to be doing a full yoga class. I'd have to do a real proper stretch beforehand.
It's funny. I wonder, well, the child is, you know, 8 or 9. I wonder, is he the father of the child? You know what I mean? Because in relationships, you try anything in the beginning.
That's true.
You do anything.
That's true. And then you get comfortable.
Absolutely. You try anything. I mean, I was even watching Italian football and playing PlayStation to look cool and to look like, oh God, I love Italian football. Oh my God.
No, that's not what I'm confused about. You tried to play PlayStation.
I was playing PlayStation. Yeah, because he loves the odd PlayStation. I was like, yeah, I know. That's how far I went. And then as soon as I got the ring on the finger, I was like, sell that piece of shit.
You led him on.
Yeah.
Why are you so proud of that?
Because it worked.
So you pretended to be, oh, I'm a cool chick, I watch football, I'm a full kit wanker, mm-hmm. and I, you know, I'm cool like that. And
got the ring.
And that was it.
That can go.
Poor Lou.
And I'm not who you thought I was.
I'm not.
And as for those 69s, they're gone.
Yeah, there was definitely a couple of moves that were left at the door.
Where's the weirdest place you've had sex with Fabio?
I'm not a public person. Like, so there's no, it wasn't in public anywhere.
Well, it'd be on the front of the indo if you did.
That's very true.
Very difficult.
But I feel like you've definitely done it in public.
We've had a few outdoor excursions back in the day. Yeah.
Yeah. Like where?
Golf course.
No!
Well, they're okay.
There's no bushes to hide.
Well, there's
except
no,
maybe
there's not a lot of people. There's not a lot of people. So that was an interesting one.
Yeah, that's brave.
I know. It was years ago.
Was that one of your traps?
The golf course, the 60. They all went, you know, as soon as I got married. What about, come on, you have to know. I've said it. I've said the golf course.
The weirdest place, I don't know, like the bathroom of a hotel.
The bathroom of a hotel. I'm going to give you a list of things to do on your holidays, right? Because that is pathetic.
Is it? I thought that was very promiscuous.
That is pathetic because you know what's going to happen?
What?
Now you're a parent, you're going to spend your life having sex in bathrooms because your child will be asleep in the room. You'll be eating your dinner in the bathroom,
having sex,
you know, on the phone, because they'll be asleep in the room. Unless you get a suite or an apartment, you are fucked, okay?
I never thought of that.
So the bathroom is the most random place you've... Naughty. You need to sort that
but
out.
But I'm terrified of somebody catching you. How embarrassed.
On your
you
holiday,
be?
Do a 69 on the balcony.
Not happening. It's not happening.
69 on the balcony. I can't wait to hear how it goes. Film it. We'll throw it up online.
Thanks for listening to Jen and Lottie Do Parenting.
We really hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, don't forget to like, subscribe, rate and review. It really helps the show if you do.
We'll have new shows in your podcast feed every Wednesday. This episode is brought to you by the Ciara Lambert Hair Consultancy. You can check them out at Ciara Lambert Hair Consultancy on Instagram or www.kiralambert.ie.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.